This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to the channel, man. Tonight, we're going to talk about this DC squatter who's using extended Airbnb stay to claim tenants' rights, Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG, the mortgage guy. So I saw this story a couple days ago, and I've been meaning to get on here and talk about this, man. There's a lot that's going on with this story, a lot that happened today, actually. With the story too. So it's a happy ending for the homeowner and landlord, finally, right? Finally. So I wanted to come on here and show this to you guys because I thought this was just real interesting. And, you know, obviously we talk real estate here. We talk rental properties, Airbnb, you know, the whole nine yards on this channel. So I always believe in bringing you guys the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate, not just all the glitz and glamour and shit that people don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, yo, watch this. And this is going to be probably a good 35 minute type conversation tonight, right? So make sure y'all watch this to the end. I'm going to bring this on a stage right now, and we're going to get this thing started, right? Shout out to ABC News for the coverage on this. So let's go, man.
All of the responsibilities are on me, and I can't get into my property. There's a leak in the property. The water bill is escalating. I can't get in there to see what's going on.
A DC homeowner claiming an Airbnb guest has overstayed their welcome and will not leave. In this story, you'll only see on 7 News. We're digging into DC law, finding out there's not much that homeowner can do. Our Washington, D.C. reporter, Felicia Ashley, spoke with the homeowner and tried to speak with the alleged squatter.
The alleged squatter originally got into the home through Airbnb, claiming that her apartment caught fire and it needed time to get repairs. Now, that was back in February.
Roshane Douglas says she didn't know she was opening her life up to a nightmare when she accepted Shadija Romero's Airbnb reservation almost 10 months ago. That reservation ended March 29th, after 32 days, and Romero hasn't paid another dime.
Damn.
But living in the home for over a month apparently lets her claim some form of tenant rights, and she refuses to let Roshane enter the property.
I never gave her any tenancy. I never gave her a lease.
Roshane tried everything, gave her a 30-day notice to vacate, called police, went to court, and even offered Romero $2,500 to sign.
She even offered her money, y'all, to get up out of here, cash for keys, and she still wouldn't go. Crazy.
Sign a paper admitting she's not a tenant and to get out. Romero signed the document, but didn't budge.
And November the 15th came and she told me, this no longer works for me. Do what you have to do. I'm not leaving. I went to the police with my order and they said there's nothing that they can do, that I need to go to court, which I've done. And I do not have a court date until December the 11th.
Roshane put this sign up on her home so police and the neighbors.
So you heard her. The court date was today. So we're going some new coverage on this as well. So we're going to take you to that in a few. But I wanted to give you guys the backdrop on this, man, because this is crazy.
Would know Romero was not authorized to be there. A sign Romero covered with a sheet.
I need police assistance.
I was there when police helped Roshane cut it down while Romero hid inside.
It's shocking to me that you would abuse a system like that.
While all this is going on, Romero's social media shows her living her best life on trips.
The audacity.
And promoting her nonprofit. And Roshane is left paying.
Yo, hold on. Hold on. The audacity. Type in chat. Audacity. The audacity you doing cartwheels in the hallway. The audacity you on vacation or whatever the hell you doing. Yo, the audacity, man. This is fucking nuts. When I saw this, this part had me furious. That's why I just had to stop it right here. Like, the audacity of people, man. It is absolutely insane. The audacity that people have, yo. Like, you can't make this shit up. And then you documenting this. Like, a judge or somebody can't see this. But whatever. Let's continue.
Thousands in attorney fees, the mortgage, and utilities for a home she can't even enter. I tried to get some answers from Romero, who was clearly inside the home, but she never came to the door. When a person walked out to her car, they didn't want to talk to us either.
Roshane is waiting now for her court date next week, where she's hoping the judge's decision will allow U.S. Marshals to force her unwanted guest out once and for all. For now, reporting from Northeast D.C., Felicia Ashley, 7 News.
7 News has been reporting on reforms to rental housing laws in the district. Back in September, City Council passed the Rental Act. Supporters of the legislation say D.C. landlords lost more than $1 billion in unpaid rent since eviction moratoriums were lifted in 2021.
That's a lot of money.
The measure simplifies the eviction process and allows landlords to remove tenants who violate their leases by not paying rent. Those against the act say it takes away protections for tenants. Our investigative reporter, John Barr, has been following the Rental Act. You could read what's in that measure.
So all my people in D.C., man, if you're in the Chocolate City, D.C., type D.C. in chat, okay? Very important that you understand landlord-tenant laws, not just in D.C., but just anywhere in America before you step into this landlord game, Airbnb game, short-term, mid-term, long-term rental game, period, point blank. Understand the laws, okay? Understand the laws to evict people.
Right now on WJLA.com. New at 6 and only on 7 News, we are now hearing from the woman accused of taking over an Airbnb in Northeast D.C. The homeowner reached out to 7 On Your Side for help after that woman refused to leave. Our Washington, D.C. reporter, Felicia Ashley, is now live outside.
Felicia Ashley, working, boy.
You have a lot of updates on this case.
A lot, and it all happened as we were out here working on this story. First, you can see the homeowner was able to board up the home, but the guest was able to get back in. In addition to that, though, I was able to speak with the person the homeowner is accusing of squatting in her home. She stopped us as we were outside doing the story and invited us in.
She invited her in.
Allowed her to hire a locksmith and break in. She gave them no documents. She gave them no court orders. She gave them no lease. She just came and said, I'm locked out. This is taking me somewhere where I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to stay on the right. But for somebody to just take and do, everybody has a breaking point.
Facts.
I went back to the property today and saw child services show up because Shadija brought her daughter into the home while there was no power or electricity inside. Police also showed up because the homeowner's truck went missing after Shadija got back in the house.
Wow.
And when Shadija cracked the door open to get a package, I saw what appears to be a candles and essential oils business inside.
This is unbelievable.
That led to a virtual emergency hearing today. In court, it was revealed that Shadija tried to push Roshane off a ladder, took the utilities out of the homeowner's name and put it in her daughter's name, tampered with cameras, requested that Roshane pay her back for the food lost when the power was turned off. Oh, and she asked the judge if she could question Roshane as a hostile witness.
The audacity. Are you guys, are you hearing this shit? The audacity. You want me to pay for your groceries? You tried to push me off of a ladder? What? The audacity. And you want to question me as a hostile? Hold on, guys. I got to rewind that part back. Hold on. Hold on.
It was revealed that Shadija tried to push Roshane off a ladder, took the utilities out of the homeowner's name and put it in her daughter's name, tampered with cameras, requested that Roshane pay her back for the food lost when the power was turned off. Oh, and she asked the judge if she could question Roshane as a hostile witness. I was
this lady is wild. Tamper with cameras. First of all, you're damaging my equipment. You got the utilities out of my name and put them in your daughter's name. Out of what is this, 1980? They did this in the 80s. My peoples did this in the 70s and 80s by putting utilities and shit in your kid's name. Y'all still doing this in 2025, 2026? The audacity. What you tried to push the homeowner off of a ladder? What? And you got your daughter in this spot with no electricity, just with candles? Yo, this is wild, yo.
With Roshane as she attended the hearing from her car outside the home.
And the sad part is, I feel sorry for her. I really do. But your problem is, I can't help you. But I do truly feel sorry for her and her child and all of this. And I have a big heart, and this is the outcome of me.
Man, I feel so bad for her, man.
But you can't do it at my expense. I don't have it.
Facts. I feel so bad for this homeowner, man.
If the judge doesn't give me some release, I'm gonna lose my property because I can't pay $4,000
a month. Roshane Douglas,
and my other bills, my responsibility, like this. And there's no recourse for me.
Anybody know Roshane Douglas?
Just moments ago.
If anybody watching this live on a replay, you know Roshane Douglas. Connect me with her.
As we were working on this live shot and this report, Shadija came up to our car and said that we could finally speak to her. This is what she had to say, or part of what she had to say during our 15-minute conversation.
She said that we didn't have a lease, which we do not have a lease in place, but we did have an agreement for me to stay at the property beyond the initial Airbnb timeframe. So she has been back to the property almost every day. They installed signs.
Now, what happened today is that there was an emergency hearing because of everything that unfolded. In that hearing, the judge did tell Roshane she has to turn back on the electricity. Now, there is another hearing next week where the judge will decide whether Shadija can stay or if she has to go. Now, reporting live from Northeast DC, Felicia Ashley, 7 News.
And Felicia will have more on this story online, WJLA.com.
What a story.
All right, Tom.
This is
only on 7 News. It's a bizarre dispute between two women involving an Airbnb property in.
Guys, this is
in the district.
This is
the owner
claims
a squatter is refusing to leave and locked her out. We spoke with the owner on Wednesday.
All of the responsibilities are on me and I can't get into my property. There's a leak in the property. The water bill is escalating. I can't get in there to see what's going on.
Our Felicia Ashley also spoke with the alleged squatter. Felicia is now joining us live. Felicia, this story just unravels to get more and more interesting. What can you tell us about what the alleged squatter has to say?
Right. Well, I spoke with her and she maintains the fact that she says she is a tenant. And she says after her 30-day Airbnb stay got extended, she says she fell on hard times, some unfortunate situations, said she lost a lot of money. And that's why she couldn't leave at the set date that she had with the homeowners.
I sat down with an emotional Shadija Romero inside Roshane Douglas's home.
Did you book the Airbnb with the intention of staying?
No, I did not book the Airbnb with the intent of staying.
So why are you still here?
Because after the repairs were done, the place still smelled like fire and there was water damage. So the water damage was more substantial than the fire damage.
You didn't go back to your apartment because it still smelled like smoke.
And water damage.
And water damage. What makes you choose to stay here instead when the homeowner has made it clear she doesn't want you here, doesn't want to be a landlord? There's now no utilities on. There's wood boarded up. There's a sign outside saying she doesn't want you here. What's making you choose to stay?
So no, that didn't start until literally this month.
Didn't start?
The sign on the building or the utility, that wasn't something that happened prior to this point, prior to this month. So if that had happened months ago and that was something that I've been dealing with for months, I would leave. So now with all of this going on, I am going to leave.
Romero says.
So let me get this straight. You booked the Airbnb. You paid for your Airbnb time. After Airbnb was up, after 30 days, you decided to stay and not pay rent. You said that y'all worked out an agreement. but you didn't pay anything. And you've decided to stay because of your apartment or place, what have you, was being repaired because of fire and water damage, I guess. And after the repairs were done, it still smells like fire and it's still water damage. But you are now saying that instead of moving into your own place, you are still here. And you are now want to move out only because in the last month, I guess, the homeowner decided to put this sign that you see out here and board up the place and things of that nature. So now you want to leave only because all of this is going on now. But if she wasn't doing this, then you were okay with just not paying rent and making this your own place by any means. I mean, going to extents of putting electricity in your name, changing the locks on the doors, you know, all this, messing with cameras, you know, doing all of this stuff. You know, it's not a good look. This is not a good look. She, to me, look, and the sis, I don't know her. I don't know none of these people. Okay. And I understand people falling on hard times. I get it. But you should not put your hard times on somebody else. That's just my thought process behind it. You going through your own shit. Like, why are you putting it out on me? That has nothing to do with me at all. You tried to push the lady off a damn ladder? Like, yo, you went overboard. Pay the lady something. If you were able to go on vacations and do all these other different things, like, you could have gave this lady some money over the time. Something. $2,000, $1,500, whatever it is. And try to work something out with her. But instead, you chose the route you did. So it's hard to feel sorry for someone who's going through something when their actions are of what this lady's actions were. It's hard to have empathy for that. You know what I'm saying? Just me personally. But let's continue.
She is still going to have the Douglases go through the full court process to get her out because of what she says they have put her through and for labeling her as a squatter.
Squatter is someone Whoa. Who goes.
Going to have the Douglases go
Hold on.
Prior to this month.
Let me rewind.
So if that had happened months ago and that was something that I've been dealing with for months, I would leave. So now with all of this going on, I am going to leave.
Romero says she is still going to have the Douglases go through the full court process to get her out because of what she says they have put her through and for labeling her as a squatter.
Squatter is someone who has illegally entered the property without your notice and you never had an agreement with them.
It's also not just if the home's vacant, it's if you're there without the owner's permission.
Thank you, sis.
And you're not.
Educate her.
Yes, if you had maybe that other part is there.
No, the other part is there. What? Nah, see? Hold on. Shout out to this reporter. She did a damn good job on
this. They put her through and for labeling her as a squatter.
Squatter is someone who has illegally entered the property without your notice and you never had an agreement with them.
It's also not just if the home's vacant. It's if you're there without the owner's permission and you're not leaving.
Yes, if you had maybe that other part is there.
What?
Coming up at 6, Yo. More from Shadija and why she says she is a tenant, up, although there is not a lease that exists between the two. I also spoke with an attorney for both tenants and landlords in these situations, and he explains how homeowners unwillingly walk themselves into these situations and become landlords. For now, reporting live from Northeast DC, Felicia Ashley, 7 News.
More now on a story that's getting a lot of reaction online. A DC homeowner claims a woman has...
Guys, I mean, this is crazy. What's your thoughts so far in the comments, man? What's your thoughts so far in the comments? To me, guys, this is absolutely nuts. This is what people go through. You know, this is very unfortunate. I hate to see things like this to happen to good people, man. We work hard to get our properties. And just people just come in and just do whatever the hell they want, man. Like, I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. But check this out. Remember, she went to court today. Right? She went to court today. And let's go to this one right here. Let's go to the ruling. Let me share my screen. Let's go to the ruling, to the judge's ruling. Okay.
How you feel? I feel good. I'm thankful that this outcome was like this for me because I had that order that she signed, but it makes me very upset. Because if I didn't have the order, it seems like she would have been able to stay there and do this for months and months, and however much longer. And other people who don't have the benefit of having such agreement, I can't imagine what they're going to go through in a situation like this. So I'm thankful for me, but I still think that something needs to be done.
Oh, yeah.
To sit in that courtroom, she had a moment to question you. There were documents presented. There was a question of whether a payment she entered was fraudulent because there was no proof of it from the bank. What were your thoughts of just being in the courtroom with her? That's the first time you guys had seen each other face to face in a bit.
It was infuriating because I know I hadn't received a payment from her. This whole thing is coming about because she was not making the $100 a night payment. And for her to come up with a fake document that I confirmed, the judge gave us time to confirm that the document it was not real, that Zelle had no payment history of this, and there was a fraudulent confirmation number on this document. So it's infuriating. And I think that something needs to be done because that to present
wow.
in court after all of this as some kind of Hail Mary, I'm just glad the judge was able to see through it and I was able to prove that this was not true.
Wow, y'all. Did y'all hear that? This lady actually tried to commit fraud and say that I was paying you through Zelle's. What? Come on, people. Like, this shit is crazy, y'all. I agree with sis. The laws need to change. This need to be a federal thing, man.
The judge said you can evict her right now. What are your plans? What are you about to do?
Evict her.
I love it.
She has to go. I need her out of the property so that I can try to regain the property and get back to my life. I was writing a book, working on a memoir, trying to do women's help organizations and things. And this has totally disrupted my life. So I would like to get back to the things that I could do to help the community. And I think God placed this on me too, so that I could help in this area too. So I just want to get back to life.
You mentioned the community since our report.
Yo, if anybody knows her, I would love to get her on my platform. I would love to lend any assistance to this sister right here. If anybody knows her, please connect us.
We've seen a huge amount of support, those that can relate to you, even those who need support in the housing system and their sentiments. What's it like for you to see the reaction to your story here in D.C.?
I'm so thankful for the support and that we brought this to light. I still am going to work hard and put a change.org document together for more homeowners that are going through.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This and try to really impact change with this. Like I said, I'm thankful for my outcome. I'm thankful for the court seeing it my way, but I know there are so many others that are struggling with this, and I'm not going to give up yet.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, sis, don't give up. Don't get. Look, I want to help you. Okay. I want to help you. Whatever it is that I can do to help you in your cause and get more of this awareness to this situation. I'm telling you guys, if anybody know her, please connect the dots. Okay. Please connect the dots, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Right. This is absolutely ridiculous. And now, yo, this thing, first of all, I'm so happy for her. But this just has to be stopped on a federal level. Squatting is just ridiculous. But look, check this out, y'all. They went with her to the house, and she evicted them live. Look at this, y'all. There's no volume here. This is a live look, y'all, of them earlier today. 31 minutes they streamed on the ABC News channel at that, right? Like, yo, this is on the ABC 7 News channel 4 hours ago. 77,000 people have watched this so far, including us here tonight, right? They go to the homeowner right there, and they're going through the house after months of a month long battle, finally evicting her. She got her squad, and they in this house throwing this shit out in the front lawn. How embarrassing is this? This is so sad, y'all. If this was New York, this would have been going on for another 2 years. Look, they put all her stuff out here, y'all. On the curb. Gotta go. And look, I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I'm not even gonna hold y'all up. I don't feel no sympathy for this shit. I really don't feel any sympathy at all for this. Deja, I'm sorry. Maybe in a different circumstance, but based off of all the information that was shared tonight, yeah, shout out to AB7 News for doing a deep dive into this whole situation, because this right here is ludicrous. This should not be allowed to happen. That's the homeowner right there, y'all. Rolling up her sleeves and taking back her property. It's like, yo, you gotta fight. Get your goddamn property back. Hey, this is crazy. Let me fast forward this a little bit. Let me see if she's gonna talk at all. She working.
Because she thought this was her house. She had no intention of paying.
She had the bed. Oh my! This, she was living here like this was hers.
Is that her daughter's room?
Not sure. That's look like her daughter's room. Damn, man. Seeing this part sucks. I'm not gonna hold you. If this is her daughter's room, just to see her carrying her daughter's stuff out here, this little sucks. But damn, I understand.
Look, all alcohol bottles.
Oh, they drink in the closet? That's interesting.
The
whole lot of
mad liquor. She getting right.
Just put it all in the stuff. So everything will be outside.
What they got? Lean? What is that? Yeah. What the hell's going on in here? She literally moved in. Like, what the hell? She got drinking games. She was probably snatching in here. All types of shit. Wow, let's fast forward some more. Looks like they're changing the locks here. Okay. I want to see if she's going to start talking, man. Hillary, stream this live. Looks like Morgan's a victim. Look, I'm happy she got her place back, man.
All right. All right.
Okay, look like the reporter's here. Yep, that's where the couch where the interview was.
Unlock car real quick. They said they didn't get my 6 p.m. script. Let me try to resend that.
Oh, they really live. Let's fast forward a little bit.
You have a few minutes. I could tell you when we're starting, but when we start, you could just stand behind him. But you have like a minute or two.
Okay. Okay. Look like they're about to start some conversation. Let's see.
You guys can keep going even when I'm on. Times the homeowners have been.
Okay. Let's go, sister. Report what's happening. Okay. Talk to us. Give us the update. Come on, count it in. 1, 2, 3. All right, come on, sis.
Alleged squatter. Couple of months, and as you mentioned, the judge ordered that the alleged squatter is not a tenant, therefore she has no tenant rights, and the homeowners were allowed to get her out of the home and evict her immediately. And that is what you are seeing. We have community members that actually came here to support the homeowners and help clear out the home after watching the reports and hearing what the homeowners were dealing with. And even inside the home, you can see some of the area that they have started clearing. As well, the homeowner mentioned to me that she has been in shock and everything that was with everything that was inside of this home, as well as some of the damage that she found as well.
Okay, come on, keep showing us some more, sis.
Oh, you're fine.
Man. All right. I want to see if the home...
After that order was filed, you can see some of the home, or actually most of the home, is rather clear now. Now, coming up at 6, I'm going to share more details about what happened in the courtroom, also about how this has impacted the homeowners long term. Now, because of the missed payments, their mortgage raised from $4,000 a month to nearly $10,000 a month because of what they endured during this process. And more was revealed about Romero inside the courtroom. For now, reporting live from Northeast DC, Felicia Ashley.
What? How your mortgage go from $4,000 to $10,000?
Thank you.
I need more information on that.
Oops, sorry.
How's that even possible?
Okay, of when she was speaking. Got it. 20th Street, that's been on the focus of this squatter versus DC homeowner battle that we've been covering. Today, the judge ordered that Shadija Romero is not a tenant and does not have tenant rights. Therefore, the homeowners were able to essentially evict her right away without giving her a notice. The homeowners right now inside clearing out the home. Most of it has been cleared out. While we were here, community members who have been tracking this story, who were invested in this story, also showed up and said they wanted to help the homeowners because they feel the situation could happen to them at any time and any day. This is what the homeowners have cleared up thus far. This is everything that was inside of the home. Roshane Douglas said when coming inside, she was shocked to see how much was in here. She said to her, it was clear that Mr. Romero had no plans of ever leaving. In addition to that, she said there was some damage done to the home. You can see we have one of the homeowners trying to fix the lock on the doors, as well as this lock right here. You can see the windows are still boarded up. These are boarded up from the inside. There were a lot of plants here. This is on the side. This whole wall was plants as well. You'll see some more images of what it looked like before. You can see they're also clearing out the upstairs that has a few bedrooms as well. Ms. Romero has not been back to the home today from what I can see, but I would expect that the home will be cleared out by the night.
Okay. All right, man. What's your thoughts on this? Because this to me, there's a lot of lessons in this, man. I truly want to know when she's saying that her payment went from $4,000 to $10,000. Like, that's crazy. You know, I definitely understand missing payments. Yeah, she might need to have to work out a modification agreement with her bank on that one. But yeah, this is man, this is crazy. So here's a lesson that I see in here. And only because, you know, right now, the last thing I heard was her mortgage payment went up that high. Guys, we got to have reserves. You know, shit like this happens, unfortunately. We have to have reserves. You can't be in this midterm, short-term, long-term rental game without having contingency for people not paying you their rent. Shit is going to happen. It's part of the business, right? This is an unfortunate situation from this homeowner that we just watched. A very unfortunate situation. And I don't wish that. I like these blue glasses, by the way. I don't wish that on anybody. Nobody at all. But we have to have 3, 6. Normally it's 3 months. 6 months is even not even becoming enough. We got to work towards having a year worth of reserves. Because, man, if you're in a place like New York, unfortunately, this shit would have been still going on for the next year and a half, 2 years. Unfortunately, you got to check your landlord-tenant rules. After how many days, if you're doing short-term rentals, like how many days does the state or county or city consider them a tenant? You have to check all of this out. Hell, start getting disclosures and for people staying 2-3 weeks, start having them sign disclosures up front, right? Protect yourself at all costs, right? And I agree with you, Pam. Shout out to the journalist who uncovered everything. She was locked in, dialed in. Shout out to her. She did a terrific job with this story, you know. But this just shows you, man, this is happening all over the country. This should not happen at all, but it does. The feds need to wake up. Someone needs to change laws from a federal level, make this shit illegal. Like, she went to court. I mean, I'm gonna say allegedly because I wasn't in the court, but based off this reporting that they said that she made up fake Zelle receipts and confirmations. Like, yo, people are going to extreme measures to take away what you work hard for. The scammers are scamming at the highest level. Don't get caught up into it, right? Please protect yourself at all costs. Please. These real estate streets are dangerous, yo. These real estate streets are dangerous. A lot of states are changing. You know, Florida, Georgia, and several other states have changed laws when it comes to squatters' rights and landlord rights and things like that. But this needs to happen more on the federal level, in my opinion, man. So if anybody knows the homeowner, please connect me, DM me with her. Please, if you know her, I would love to have a conversation with her. See how I can help her, you know, or whatever that she got going on, because this is, It's a travesty, man. This is a travesty. So if you just watch this, just joined us, man, make sure you go on my YouTube channel. If you're on Instagram or something, watch the replay of this on my live tab. Yes, she is evicted now. And look, T Flowers, you said I couldn't be a landlord. Look, I'll tell y'all, man, this is the dark side. Real estate is the dark side. It's not landlording, it's not for everybody. If you want to get into real estate, you have to really understand, like, no matter what road you go down, whether you landlording, whether you fixing and flipping, whether you building, whatever it is, you're going to have risk associated with it, no matter what you're doing in real estate. But can you, you got to outweigh risk versus reward, right? Risk versus reward. If you have enough capital, if you have a good team, if you have good systems, it's not bad. It's actually pretty good. Even when you have situations like this. Hell, let me tell you, and I don't even think I mentioned this. On Thanksgiving, I get a video from one of my property managers showing me a leak coming down from one apartment to the next on Thanksgiving morning. Right? I just roll out the bed and I get a video. And I'm like, damn, now we got to get emergency plumbing and now get this fixed. And let's pray. And it's cold outside. So let's hope no pipes burst or nothing like that. Right. This is all a part of the game. You got to have a good team. Shout out to Keisha. She was able to handle everything, get things right. And by Friday afternoon, the problem was fixed. Paid a couple $100, call it a day. Right. But these things happen. Systems, team, everything is extremely important. And most importantly, having capital, not just credit cards, but having capital to ease the pain, so to speak, if that makes sense. Okay. So I'm happy. So don't let this scare you guys. Don't let situations that we see online like this scare you from your real estate goals. Learn from these situations. What could be done differently? What could be done better? How do you put yourself in a position if this is to happen to you? How do you navigate through this? Because at some point, the BS in the game is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. At some point. And ultimately, it's nothing you can really do about it. It's nothing you can really do. You just got to navigate it. Sink or swim. Sink or swim. It's not for the weak. And if this is not for you, don't force yourself to get into this. No one's putting a gun to your head saying, hey, you need to go buy investment properties and be a landlord. No. Figure out something else to invest in. Buy your primary residence and just go invest into stocks and options and everything like that. Go buy a laundromat. Go do something else. There's other ways to invest in to make money, right? You don't have to be a landlord. Choose wisely. Okay, that's all I got for y'all. Next week, Wednesday. Let me share the screen. Next week, Thursday, I'm tripping. Let me do this real quick, and then we out of here. This is for my realtor. If you're a realtor watching this right now, type realtor in chat. If you are a realtor, type in chat. I want you guys to join me for a lunch and learn December 18th. December 18th, okay? December 18th. Thursday, December 18th, as a matter of fact. We got to change that, but December 18th. Let me text my team. Join me for lunch and learn. We're going to talk 2026 funding strategies, how to grow your closings by mastering financing strategies in 2026. I had a whole conversation yesterday with you guys about rates and where things are going. Guys, this is free. All my realtors, if you are a realtor here, I'm going to put this in the comments and Instagram as well. Put the link is there in the chat, or you can DM me on Instagram as well. If you are a realtor, a real estate professional, you want to learn how to scale and grow your business in 2026, I want you to join me next Thursday, December 18th, from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you guys three loans, three strategies that will help you grow. Interest rates are coming down in 2026. I spoke about this yesterday. Feds are buying treasuries again. They start tomorrow. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow in more detail. But 2026 is going to be the year for all real estate professionals to scale and grow to that next level. I'm going to be at the forefront of educating you guys and getting you guys right and helping you and your clients win. So sign up. It's free. Okay? Sign up. It's free. Link is in the chat. And I'm going to put the link in the chat as well in the description of this video. And if you're on Instagram, you could just DM me. And I'll send you the link to register. And I'm also going to put the link in my IG bio as well. So grow your closings in 2026. All right. That's all I got for y'all guys. Thank you for tuning in with me tonight. Make sure you like this video on YouTube. Like, share. Hit the bell for notifications. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon with more conversation about interest rates. They did fall a little bit today. Like I said, tomorrow, December 12th, the Fed start their QE light is what I'm calling it program where they're buying treasuries. Again, I'm going to break all of that down tomorrow afternoon. So tap in with that, especially you going into the weekend. If you're looking at homes and stuff like that, you're getting into contract this week. You might want to hit me up for a second opinion. You can email me garlandgroup@unmb.com. Let me put that email up there real quick. As well, you can email me at garlandgroup@unmb.com. If you are negotiating a deal currently, just got into contract, you want to take advantage of the low rates, email me. Okay. Let's get you a better deal. Rates are lower. Let me help you win in 2026. All right. Matt Garland in MLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.